Happy Saturday and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. So as we move through this month's topic of true self-care, you'll notice that your audio teachings are more spaced out, and this is to give you an opportunity to really take into your mind what we're learning, but also then the opportunity and chance to implement that into your life, which is really important. And this is why we're doing it monthly as opposed to weekly. So on Thursday, we looked at some of the reasons why we can't really implement our self-care practice properly, or some of the excuses that we may hide behind to not get started. But today, what I want to look at is the art of gratitude as well as our limiting beliefs. So every change, every practice, every habit, and even our emotions are created through the mind, how we think, how we operate, the actions we take, but more particularly, it's where we are in ourselves. So when you're looking at a situation in your life that might feel difficult, do you look at that situation with gratitude and wonder what you can learn from it or what positive you can take from it? Or do you look at that and add one of your previous or continuing limiting beliefs to it? As they say, you know, situations are going to come up all the time. Our response to it and our reaction to it is generally what makes it good or bad. And this can be difficult when a situation is very stressful, when you have all the knowledge of what you're supposed to do, and then the self-care goes out the window in moments of stress, moments of trauma or tragedy, or even just situations that are annoying. But the whole point of true self-care is to really build a foundation so that that foundation helps fill up your bank or fill up your well of resilience. So that when these things happen, your response and your reaction to things are more balanced and therefore don't stress as much, drain you as much, or more particularly, don't allow you to go back to your default setting of sabotaging yourself or just letting your self-care practice go altogether. So today I really want you to think about your limiting beliefs, and we've covered this a lot throughout the time here, It's Time For Me. And a limiting belief is basically just something that you tell yourself over and over again that may be negative or just limiting in nature, as in it'll stop you from really going for what you want. So you might have a limiting belief that only bad things happen to me. You might think to yourself, I'm not good enough. Nothing ever goes right. I'll never get to where I want to be. They're examples of limiting beliefs. If a situation is difficult, you may say, oh, here we go again, I'm always used to stress. Or typical me, why does it always happen to me? Or if something is very stressful, we go into an energy of feeling down, which is normal and it's okay, but it's not great if you stay there. When we look at a situation with gratitude and a sense of what am I learning from this, it changes our perspective on it. How do I feel about this? What lesson can I take from this? Why am I grateful for this? So I know I've talked to you a lot over the last year or so all around my fertility stuff, because it's one part of my life that I have zero control over. And I give examples of this a lot in It's Time For Me. Haven't for a while because I really wanted to stop talking about it because I felt like I was going on and on about it. But what for me, what's actually been happening is that during the last couple of months since I had my operations, my hormone levels have actually been all over the place, and the treatments that previously worked for me in terms of the injections and the medication I take haven't been working as well. And even though they're okay, I'm very much on the edge of between them being bad and okay. They're not anywhere near where they should be. But about 2 weeks ago, I decided I'd take a little break for this month and I wouldn't go and do my injections. But when I went for a scan, they said that there was a big follicle there waiting. So I decided, okay, I'll go ahead. And I went ahead with it and was very happy and very positive about it. And then when I went back to the doctor on Monday, they said, oh, the follicle only partially ruptured, which means they can't actually tell whether an egg came out of it or not. They like it to rupture by 7 millimeters and it had only ruptured by 4. And I have to say, after that, I was really, really pissed off, really disillusioned with the whole process, and just like, oh, here I am back at square one, starting another round of drugs and not knowing if they're going to work. But as I always say to you, I let myself have kind of an off day. It really affected my day. But by the end of the day, I said to myself, okay, and this is what resilience is about. I'm giving this as an example. I've been through this before and I've got through it. And while the last few months have definitely been longer in terms of things not working than previously, I also wanted an opportunity this summer to have a bit more relaxation, to, you know, be able to drink with my friends more, eat some nicer food and different things like that. So I just said to myself, okay, well, number one, I don't know that the egg didn't come out. So I had to be positive about that. I had to look for what I could be grateful for. And what I was grateful for is, well, thank God I went for the scans to see if I had actually ovulated, because at least we know now that there might be a problem. The other thing I offered gratitude was that if an egg hasn't come out this month, it gives me a bit more peace of mind if I want to go enjoy myself in the next few weeks before things start again. Now, that can be really hard to do, particularly when you're going through a situation like this. But all of us are going through difficult situations. We might not know about them. You know, you might not know about each other's situations, friends or family situations. No matter what it is, there is always a way to find the good in something difficult. And as I said there, I did immediately put my limiting beliefs on it, which were, here we go again. Why is this always happening to me? Why is this not working? It's never going to happen. I might give up. Like, these are the constant things I would say in these moments. But I allow myself to go there. And I swear to God, after a few hours, I'm like, okay, I'm done now. And it's not, I'm forcing myself to say I'm done now. I just feel I'm done now. I've given out enough. I'm in a negative headspace. It doesn't feel good. I'm ready. And let's go again. And that's what we always do. We always pick ourselves up and move on. So today, I want you to look at your limiting beliefs, how you can look at situations that are going on now that you're putting those limiting beliefs on, and how can you take something how can you offer gratitude for the situation, and what lessons can you take from it? And this is really important, because this is part of your self-care, because you will not look after yourself if your limiting beliefs are there, and you will not look after yourself if you don't give thanks for all the good that you already have in your life that you're not focusing on. So I wish you a great Saturday and look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.